Topic, and I think somewhat positive note, the UK announced that solar power generation outstripped coal generation from April to September of this year. What is driving this shift, would you say, Kevin, away from coal in the UK compared to other countries?
Well, yes, history was made in the UK in the last 6 months, where more power came from solar panels on fields, farms and homes, the roofs of homes, than by all of Britain's aging coal power stations from April to September this year. Now, this trend will not continue as solar power generation drops in the UK as they go into winter. But during this period, 5.4% of the UK's energy demand was provided by solar energy, while only 4.7% was produced by coal. But what this highlights is that the UK is actually a country where there are solar subsidies and penalties are paid by fossil fuel companies for their costs to the environment and society. So this is where it actually is working. And in fact, last year saw an increase in the carbon floor price in the UK, which forced 3 major coal power plants to shut down earlier this year. And every year since 2012, coal-fired power plants are just being shut down because they are not viable if the true cost is paid. So there are only 10 coal power stations left in the UK, and they are either going to be closed down or being converted to burn renewable biomass or are used as backup to the grid. So coal power is definitely on its way out in the UK, which shows you how effective the responsible use of renewable energy incentives and, more importantly, disincentives for fossil fuels can be to speed up the transition to 100% renewable energy. And this is in a country where the sun hardly shines, which once again brings us back home, where we have the best sun in the world. And yes, we did have one of the most successful programs, the Renewable Energy Independent Power Producer Program, which is now stalled in favor of 2 to 3 mega coal-fired power stations, as we know, and 10 gigawatts of dodgy Russian nuclear backed up by even a dodgier deal. Ernest, I look forward to the day when I can report that South Africa has generated more electricity from renewables than coal for any period of time. But with our future energy mix being determined by greed and crony capitalism, we won't be reporting on South Africa breaking any more renewable records anytime soon. And that is indeed a big pity, as well as a massive missed opportunity.
And I guess the message is, if it can be done in gloomy UK, it can also be achieved in sunny SA.
Absolutely.
Good to have you on board. We'll chat again next Wednesday.
You take care, my friend. Bye-bye. You take care.